Somebody said that frogs were called croakers, and they, I don't know. What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
Molasses? Tins, all I know. Mm-hmm.
What about lard?
Tins.
What's the thing that you use to allow you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
A funnel.
What is it that you use to get your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Whip.
Here are these questions about, you really, if you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put it in what?
Sack.
Okay. What, how about a fairly large quantity of sugar? What might it be packaged in?
That's sacks.
A sack. What about 50 pounds of flour?
Sack.
It'd be in a sack too. And what did you say that you called the bag or sack of potatoes that they're shipped in?
A croaker bag.
A croaker bag. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Peck.
What about the amount of wood you can carry?
A turn.
A turn?
Uh-huh.
I've never heard of that. But that's the word down here. I know. You call it a turn of wood, the amount you can carry. I ain't never heard of that myself.
I've carried a lot of wood.
You call it a turn.
Mm-hmm.
When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new what?
Bulb.
When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a what?
Okay, in a hamper.
In a hamper. What did nails come in?
Key.
What runs around a barrel to hold the wood in place?
Bales.
What do you put in the top of a bottle to hold?
Cork.
Okay. What's a musical instrument that children play, that little thing that you hold?
Harp. Two types. One juice harp, we call it. Another, you do it with your finger and hold it.
Yeah, that's the next question down here. What'd you call that?
A juice harp.
A juice harp. Have you played those things?
No, I started by one yesterday. I saw one.
Which one?
A juice harp.
Really?
That's simple to play. The other takes a little skill.
Or you do, you hum, don't you?
Yeah, and just change the pitch of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. You flip the thing. Mm-hmm. I've seen somebody play one. I've never done it myself. What do you pound nails with?
A hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the
two-horse wagon?
What is the long wooden piece between the horses?
Tongue. By the way, I'd like to elaborate on that.
What's that?
When I was a small child, we had a two-horse wagon and we was moving. Went across the old river bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It was covered with brick. They put me on top of the furniture. The mules started running away from being scared. They were country mules.
Mm-hmm.
And my father pulled the tongue of that wagon to the end of the tongue, and one mule was real mean, and he absolutely held his mouth open one hand and crammed his fist down the throat of the mule and choked him down, and he stopped.
That really happened?
Yeah,
I didn't see that happen, you know, in these movies.
In cowboy movies, but that was something for the cowboys.
That really happened. I've never seen that. We opened
it. I saw it, because I was on top of that wagon, and if that wagon hit that sidewalk, I'd been in Flint River.
Hmm. And he rammed his fist down.
He sure did that time.
Good,
huh? I think it
ever happened. He pulled the mule down there.